Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. God bless you. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today, continuing on in a message, The Secret of Abiding Joy. If we ever needed not only joy, but joy that remains with us. There is a place in God that we can come to no matter what we go through. Now, what we're going to do today, and we'll probably have to continue next week, we're going to look at the very conclusion of this book. There's only three short chapters in the book of the prophet Habakkuk, and he was facing some extremely difficult times. He had some hard questions. He was confused. He couldn't understand why God wasn't dealing with evil. God ministered to him, answered his questions. He realized he had to trust the sovereignty of God, God's timing, and that God, being a just God, He will punish sin and iniquity, but also in terms of His people. But He chastens us when we start getting, you know, off the straight and narrow. But He will punish the wicked, those who continually refuse truth, who refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. As I've said numbers of times before, God doesn't send people to hell. They make that choice themselves. He's not willing that anyone ever should perish. And there's no sinner that is too wicked, too vile, too evil that the precious blood of Jesus cannot cover and cleanse them from sin and all unrighteousness. Our God is a merciful God. Jesus paid it all. He suffered once and for all. He died once and He rose again. And that He said, it is finished. Nothing can be added to His work. Nothing can be taken away. It is forever established in heaven as His word. And so, beloved, we can take heart. We can be encouraged that our God is not only a powerful God, a wise God, a good God, a loving God, but He's a God of mercy. And the things you've gone through in your life, the things, the lack of justice, the unfairness, the things you've experienced, God will make everything right. Our place, our role is to forgive those who have wronged us, to pray for our enemies, and then in doing so, we release them into the hand of the Lord to begin to work in their lives. And so, beloved, let's now look at what Habakkuk had to say when he realized this judgment was imminent. When I heard, my belly trembled. He had just, in the preceding verse, saw a demonstration of God's power, like in lightning and thunders, and he reflected on the power of God. And he said, when I heard, when he thought about this, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones. He just got weak. That'd be how we say it today. And I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. He knew it was coming. It was upon them. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Those, the wicked, the very cruel Babylonians who would inflict justice upon the people of God as God's punishment for their idolatry and wandering from them. Now, let me say something. I'm preaching about the secret of abiding joy. Does that mean that you're lacking in faith when you experience fear, or you're stressed, or you're anxious, or there's valid, accurate news of some difficult things happening? Of course not. There have been Christians that have lost homes. I have a personal friend who lost everything in the California fires. Does that mean that they don't experience fear? Does that mean that they don't feel threatened, that they don't have stress, anxiety? Of course, that is a normal response. God's given us those, you know, fear. If there's physical danger threatening, thank God that we have that response to do what we can to survive. That is not a sin, but when we give in, and I think you, if you've walked with the Lord long enough, you know the difference when you are overwhelmed with terror, with fear. You are no longer trusting in the Lord. The thing is, we can experience that, but we can stand on Scripture. A beautiful Scripture I shared with one brother who was in, he didn't have long to live, and that is, what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. I said, just remember that, what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. And you see, even though we might experience fear and confusion and being unsettled, that we can get real, stop there, realize where we're at, and rebuke the spirit of fear. For God's never not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. He wants that to be our place of abiding peace, abiding joy, our trust in Him. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. We will trust in God. He is our refuge. He is our strength. No matter what is going on around us or in the world, in this country, in our personal experience, in our relationships. And so as I read that verse, verse 16, it says, my lips quivered, rottenness entered into my bones. In other words, he just got weak. He could hardly stand. Can you relate to the emotions of Habakkuk in this verse? Here the natural man is speaking. This is what he felt. He told the Lord. There's nothing wrong with sharing how you're feeling, how you're thinking to the Lord. You know, it's easy to say, I'll trust in the Lord when everything's going good. When the battle's over and the victory's won, we can sure praise the Lord, can't we? But for him, as well as for us, the conflict was still ahead. A battle had yet to be fought. We've experienced some measure of persecution in this nation, very little in comparison to what other nations have gone through, what other Christians have gone through. But beloved, if you understand what is happening in our nation, spiritually, politically, obviously, it is what are we headed for? You know, this is the culmination of all things. The Antichrist is going to be revealed. There's going to be a one world economic system, religious system. There's going to be fear and judgments poured out. And at first, you know, he'll seem like the answer, God's answer to the world. Well, yeah, the God of this world, that'll be his answer, the Antichrist. So, beloved, while we in our natural person might be afraid, we have victory. That's how do you suppose the martyrs were able to face death, crucifixion, as the early apostles Peter crucified by legend, it was said upside down, burned at the stake. How could they experience martyrdom unless they had that kind of peace, that wonderful grace that God gives? You know, we can say we trust the Lord when things are going good, but the real test is when we are yet facing a battle. You know, as the prophet contemplated the disasters which must fall, knowing there was no escape, he said that his whole body had given way. He trembled within. His lips quivered. This is a grown man, right? His resistance melted. He longed that he might be at rest in his grave in that day so that he wouldn't have to see the invading army. Beloved, we know there are difficult times ahead. I believe God is going to give revival. There will be a last great harvest coming in. But beloved, there is no way that we can pray out the judgments that are coming. There's no way we can pray out the things that are described in the book of Revelation. God is going to have his word fulfilled. And so this chapter and the book closes with an eloquent expression of praise because of faith in God. The just, remember, and I shared earlier in a previous broadcast in chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by his faith. Let's read this as we conclude this week. We'll have to continue next week, but verses 17 through 19, this is where we need to be. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. What deprivation, huh, beloved? He says, yet. Ah, the triumph of faith in verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. In other words, regardless of what's going on, he personally, individually, is going to experience the blessings of God. He's going to be mounting. He's going to be, his feet are going to be walking on those, on the mountains, as the hinds feet, as the deer, upon the very careful way, the very the precise way. They're not, you know, those mountain goats aren't in danger of falling. They know what they're doing. So we are able to relate to, as we praise God and have that same faith, we can see that though he might feel emotionally shipwrecked, his faith triumphs in confidence in the Lord. Praise God. And this should be our response to evil times. Well, we're going to be sharing more and continuing more next week. I do invite you to tune in then at this same time. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. I love you and pray for you every day, beloved. I thank God for his wonderful provision. He's allowed us to be in continuous ministry, radio broadcast ministry, since 1965. I think we've been on this station since probably 1970. And so it's been wonderful to be able to share God's word. And beloved, I'm praying you will be strengthened and equipped for the days ahead and the days right now, so you will be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. If you're feeling a little bit like Habakkuk did in verse 16, a little unnerved, a little needing encouragement and strength from the Lord, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you dearly and pray for you every day. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.